Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Rockaholics, when did you wreck your parents' car? What is the story? What happened? 206-803-ROCK. Now, we do have a rockaholic on hold whose story involves wildlife.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get to him in just a minute, but first let's chat with Robert from Marysville. Robert, when did you wreck your parents' car?
Hi there. Story starts with my mom hit a cow on the way home from work, so the car was in the shop. Not to work. Hey, this is Eastern Washington, you know.
Go Eagles.
So I was in town with my dad, and he says, sure, why don't we, the car was ready, you take it home. And he was right behind me. So I don't know what got into my head, but I started driving fast. I think I got the car up to 60, 70 miles an hour on a gravel road. And I lost control of it, sheared off a power pole. It was a wooden pole. And that was the only time I ever heard my dad use the F word.
Oh, my.
You know what? He had every right to use the F word in that situation. What kind of trouble did you get in?
I didn't yet either, so.
What kind of trouble did you get in for that?
Back then in the 70s, a power pole cost $300. I had to pay for it myself.
And were you injured at all, Robert?
No, the car was a 66 station wagon, so Dude. It was a battle axe.
Yeah.
I swear, before I turned the key off, that engine was still running, though the front was completely, you know, smashed.
As a guy who had not a 60s era station wagon, I had an 80s, 1981 station wagon. That was my first car. That thing was a freaking tank. I took out a stop sign once. It was a terrible story, but like it was just... Fell asleep at the wheel. Not very happy about that. But, you know, and I hit a stop sign, like a wood stop sign set up in like some small town. And it, not even a minor dent. Like this thing was a beast.
Oh,
yeah.
You're selling it. I got to get myself one of those.
I wish I still had that car.
Chris from Smoky Point, tell us about the time you wrecked your parents' car.
So me and a buddy of mine were driving home from college. We'd go to college after high school for a few hours. So I am an avid hunter. My parents are avid hunters. I grew up doing it. None of us, all through deer season, none of us got any shot of deer that year. So we had an empty freezer. Well, I just happened to be coming back on the back roads, and I seen a whole herd of deer come across this road. And me and my infinite wisdom, I seen the one set of deer antlers. And I was like, well, that's the one that I'm going to pick. And, I got me a deer that year, put my deer tag on it, called the sheriff's department. They came out and put it down for me.
What?
And it was funny. It was really funny because my buddy that was riding with me, he was kind of like, one of the tough guys in high school. You know, the
okay.
guys, you're like, oh, that guy is so cool. Man, this guy, he was freaking out. He was like, oh, my God, you hit a deer. Yeah, he was a lot softer than we thought he was.
Well, I have a question. So, excuse my ignorance. So, if you hit a deer, is it still edible?
Oh, yeah. I clipped it just on the back foot, like the back leg. No, I did it. I hit it correctly. I mean, if you're going to hit a deer with a vehicle, you don't want to hit it just like square
straight on.
Get a gut shot because the guts will hit up and then the inside ruins the meat and everything like that. But if you clip just the back end, it ends up not being too bad.
Now we know for next time.
All I have to say to that is,
city folks just don't get it.
Michael,
that's one of my
Conway.
Biggest fears though in Puyallup is driving like at night sometimes where you're just kind of like going on Shaw Road and I'm like, because there are just deer just walking
oh,
around.
Yeah.
I'm always so scared about that. I'm glad I never have, But I'm always so scared about hitting a deer.
But now at least you know how to salvage the meat. Just hit the back, hit the foot.
Take out the foot. Michael, sweep the leg, Johnny.
Michael from Conway, how did you wreck your parents' car? What happened?
My parents had this hatchback like glass for their SUV, and the piston was going out on it. And I'd been dealing with it for like 3 weeks, trying to keep my cool. And it kept hitting me in the head one day while I was trying to get groceries out of the back. And so I pushed it too hard trying to get the piston to activate, and I shattered the glass all over me.
Oh, I bet mom was real happy about that.
Oh, yeah, no, my mom was super mad about it. I was actually the one that texted in about the wooden support story. And, like, that conversation that my sister had with my parents was to die for. She just ended up like, well, I thought wood was softer than metal. And I was like, yeah, okay, wood is, but not fiberglass. I mean, not fiberglass.
But that's never going to work.
And it's not made out of cotton.
No. Brutal. 206-803-ROCK. When did you wreck your parents' car? What happened?
All right, this is the million-dollar question. Since we've taken these stories and we've heard all the horror stories, this person want to know, are you guys going to let your kid drive your vehicle?
I mean,
I already have let Tatum. She usually drives us home after ballet.
So
it's an adventure.
Danny has been to my house before. We live down a long gravel driveway. So
is he already driving?
I'll put him on my lap. When we get on the gravel, I'll put him on my lap.
Let's go.
And let him drive. You know, stop at the mailbox, get the mail, drive all the way home. So yeah, I mean, he's honestly, because he's got his little power wheels and things like that, he's better in reverse than I am. So I honestly feel like I'm going to be able to trust him with my car when he's 16.
Whenever you need to back into a spot, you're like, all right, get on my lap. Let's make it happen. Danny, would you let Lily drive your car?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm ready for her to drive because it's coming in probably about 4 years when she's going to be like, let's go.
That's nuts.
I know.
100% I would.
Yeah.
Only because I remember what it was like growing up wanting to learn how to drive a car and having a dad that was just way too angry and would not let me do it. So I'm like, no, that's not. I mean, I might get a junker car.
Sure.
Get
that
a rental.
My first car was a junker. I think it cost $300.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I'm not going to let her, you know, I'm not letting her behind the wheel of my sweet Kia Sportage.
She's not going to be in a Kia club.
No.